a few things, and then I came home, and I'm a pretty radical, passionate type person, so I dumped all the white sugar and flour in the garbage, and then my wife said, well, what are we supposed to eat? And I said, well, I better go back to read that rest of the book and find out what we're going to eat. So much for don't change the routine of in pregnancy. We went vegetarian right off the bat, and but that's how I got into it, and it progressed from there, went dormant for a while, and then revitalized when one of my children came down with a severe, lengthy prognosis, I suppose, of juvenile diabetes, where at age 9 he required insulin injections twice a day, they said, for the rest of his life. And of course, that brought me out of the closet into research and research and more research. And that's been, what I'm supposing, about 25 years ago.
So tell me what you learned about juvenile diabetes.
Well, what I did learn, and autoimmunity, it is an autoimmune disease. What I found out is that my son's immune system turned on his islet cells, insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. The why it happened was the big mystery. And medically, I realized they had no answers. They didn't really even offer any suggestions, or they just said, don't go there and don't give your son false hope. Just learn to manage the disease and teach him to do it. And I had a hard time with that because any mystery is meant to be solved. And he's my son. I love and care for him as any father would do. So my quest began. And what I did learn was medically, I don't want to shoot the medical system down, because if it wasn't for pharmaceutical intervention, my son would have been dead within probably a couple of weeks. So I am truly grateful for it. But at the same time, the same pharmaceutical is partly, I suspect, not embracing natural cures or potential other cures that may be out there, and therefore one has to look under the carpet for help, which is what my book is all about. Don't just settle for what you hear, but to go beyond, and don't give up until you have gone beyond.
So, Gary, tell me about autoimmune. You've done, you know, a lot of research. Like you said, you're fanatical about research. What are the contributing factors to autoimmune disorders as you see it and as you've experienced it with people you've talked to?
Well, it's, again, what I did learn is medically, they can't touch it because it's so intricate. Our immune system is woven so intricately through our entire metabolic or body systems that you can't just pop a pill in there and fix that thing. It's not like indigestion where you take a Tums or something, you know, or some type of antacid agent to stop the raging fire inside. The immune system wants it. It's designed to protect, rebuild, and maintain the body. If given false information, it can be your worst enemy. And it can turn on the very thing that it was designed to protect to the point of death in some cases. It'll shut people down. As we know, even when people stung by a hornet, for instance, wonderful immune systems there to protect the person, and within minutes, some people are deader than a doornail. And you'd have to say, well, is we have a problem. I had all these questions I brought into the spiritual domain because I maintain that we're mind, body, and spirit. I treat health that way. And I believe the immune system in particular touches on each aspect of our entity, mind, body, and spirit. And if someone isn't aware of that, they're not going to get anything resolved as far as I'm concerned. You'll just be going around in circles. You may manage to manage the disease, but it's going to take you down.
So what I'm hearing you say is that if somebody's got something going on in their life that is perhaps stressful or anxious, or they're worrying about it, that can affect the immune
Absolutely.
System?
Absolutely. In my situation, not only was I involved in assisting my son's demise, but I was personally afflicted. I was in the ring with an autoimmune disease to find out later, many years later, where I came down with an acute case of severe rheumatoid arthritis, which was shutting me down in more ways than one. Medically, I found out later, they wrote me off because I was going down and going down fast. And I believe stress was maybe not the factor, but certainly a contributing factor. There was several suspects on the table as to what caused it. And of course, now that I'm involved personally in it, I'm really, it's in my face. And I'm shadow boxing in a lot of cases, trying to find the real button pusher for it. That's when I learned that it is a trifactor, that to handle autoimmunity, a person really has to take a good look in the mirror and take inventory of where their spirit's at, where their mindset is at, and where their body's at. Because if your body's not in balance, it'll push a button immune-wise, it can do it. And the same with each other of the two mentioned.
You're writing this book called Diary of Natural Remedies. Tell me about the book and tell me about what's in that book.
Well, I started writing the book. It was a labor of love at the beginning because I really didn't think I was going to be living too much longer, all honestly. And I thought, well, I'll leave a legacy of where I left off. But it's been turning into more of a passion now that people have been giving me feedback, positive feedback, that it's dramatically helped them change their life in one way or another. So as anything, a gift to humanity is always worth it, and at whatever level. So my book has focused around remedies that work, dispelling myths, facts. That in itself can be a pretty challenging factor because facts quite often can become myths and vice versa. Our humanity is such that we only know in part. So what you know today, you may find out down the road that it wasn't true. But I have learned so much in the last 30 years, specifically 15 years in the health industry, the natural health industry, from customers. I ask each customer, I make it a point to, does this work for you? And if so, why? And if not, why are you continuing to take it? And my interaction with that many customers over the years certainly has taught me what does work. My job is just to join the dots as to why perhaps it is working. Having said that, I don't have a lab in my back room, nor do many of us, and therefore I rely heavily on those who do. Hence why fact can become myth once you find things out. And I've learned a lot, and I'm almost apprehensive to put the book out there as any teacher to a student, because you're imparting knowledge, and you better hope it's fact, because you can't take it back once that book is printed. Maybe that's why it's not being printed.
What are some of the common things that people come, you know, to health food stores for?
Ah, Dave, I get questions from warts on the foot to one person came in a while back with a black tongue. They stuck out their tongue and it was black. And they said, what do you have for this? In the natural health industry, our job is to show people where the products are and what we know that they do. But when somebody sticks their tongue out and it's black and they say, help me, I mean, you know, really, well, for starters, I said, I don't have a bloody clue. But I went to the internet. Yes, can be a good place, can be a bad place. But I'll tell you what, I found some answers because it again, joining the dots, it intersected with some knowledge I had previously that enabled me to reveal a few directions for this person to go. Choices, of course, always remains in the consumer's power. As far as I'm concerned, I like to empower people with that free choice. So he went away and chose his own course of direction. And guess what? He came back a week later and his tongue was no longer black. Happy customer. I learned something new there, as I do just about every day. And the saga continues. Knowledge incoming and outgoing. And that's what this book and what it's all about, basically.
We're talking with Gary Kibsey. He's a herbalist and the author of a yet to be